This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Moody with the ball above the arc of the right side. Gets it down to Draymond up top. Pressure by Mobo. Kuminga gets it and swings it to Post. And Post hits another one. He is 4 of 7 from the field. All are three-point shots.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Quick aside, who is Quentin Post?
He's a madman.
Who is this guy?
He's like one person on the court and then someone else off the court. Like, he'll hit a three, and he'll hit a three over Giannis, and he'll, like, running down the court, scream in Giannis's face, hold up the three fingers. He'll hype up the crowd when Steph goes out. He's a 52nd whatever pick in the draft, and then he goes to the podium postgame last night, and he's just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm a Warrior. This is so great.
Right. And then at the end, he's like, hey, Dibs, your picks stink. Like, complete madman. He's like Guru. He's got 12 different personalities. And Guru, I mean that in the best way. I know you're listening.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're versatile, bro.
Sports, man.
Wow. Catching straight.
Oh, no.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. All of us here at 95.7 The Game, so excited to have Laughing Monk along for the ride. Hey, Sam, what's going on? We can't wait to spend more time there. Hope you do as well. Multiple locations. Got the one right there on the way to Levi's Stadium and beyond. And with what's going on right now, March Madness, and there's like sports all day, every day. Like, what a great place to go.
Oh, yeah.
And take in a game and have the food and drink and all of that. So really, really glad to have Laughing Monk here and be live in the Laughing Monk Studios. All right. 888-957-957 is the number. Emergency Pandia in just about an hour or so.
Unfortunately, we need
We need to check in on what Doc Pandia has to say about Steph Curry's pelvic contusion. That is the medical phrase that that pays after what happened last night.
He fell really hard on his back.
Yeah, he hurt his butt.
Yeah,
that's what I call it, but I'm not a doctor. So
we will ask a doctor.
Yes.
Ow! Ow!
Exactamundo. Oh! And I also need to admit that I got. I guess J.B. Bickerstaff has not been fined $100,000 for that rant yet.
Oh.
I don't think he's been fined at all, but it doesn't mean he won't. They just haven't levied anything as of yet. I think they probably will, but they haven't.
It's been 5 days. Normally it happens by now, right?
Usually, I think. I've also never heard someone do that and not get fined, but I hope he doesn't get fined. That'd be great. That'd be great. But I got by fake Twitter feeds.
So I'll get you.
It happens. It happens to all of us. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Good afternoon, Mark and Marb. Hey, I just want to say, man, I think I'm beginning to buy this because I heard this from Kenny Smith, and this is how he puts it. He goes, just go back and look at the superstars' careers in the NBA, and if you look at their box score, about 40 to 50% of their, you know, average scores, it maybe comes from the foul line. And he goes, so think about Steph Curry, averaging 25, 28 points. If he gets double-digit foul calls like the rest of, you know, superstars in the NBA, he said he's going to average about 35 points a game. And he said, this is how he puts it, that's unfair. The league can't, let that happen because it's unfair. You know, as unfair as it sounds like to us, he's saying that it's unfair if they give Steph Curry the same amount of protection that the superstars get. And before I go, Mark, every time Steph Curry is on the foul line, and that's very little that it happens, there's only one thing in mind. And I know you're a big Pearl Jam guy.
Yeah.
Footsteps. Footsteps. You know, footsteps. I got scratches all over my arms. The sound guy in the chase, that's what he should be playing every time Steph Curry's on the foul line instead of Pelo or E-40.
Jonathan, that's intricate knowledge because Footsteps is way deep in the catalog. So that's strong. Very, very well played there. I think Kenny the Jet is somewhat tongue-in-cheek with this idea. Can't call fouls on Steph because he's too good and it would be unfair. My response to that would be, okay, I'd much rather unfair than basically send a message to the rest of the league. The way to defend Steph Curry is to whack him around and throw him all over the place and let him get hurt, because what's more dangerous to the league, something that is seen as unfair or Steph Curry in a polo and sweats on the sideline? That's way worse.
Yeah, I don't want to ever punish a guy because he's too good.
So, I mean, and you want him in the game.
Yes. A couple of things. What Jonathan's bringing up about Steph and free throws and what Kenny the Jet Smith was talking about, there is some like statistical basis for it. Not that that's the reason why the NBA is doing it, but Steph with a consistent whistle or consistently at the free throw line is a cheat code. Steph recently became, what, like the 20s? I forget exactly how many players have scored 25.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
1,000 in their career. It's like 26 or something like that. He just passed that plateau. Of all players that have scored 25,000 points or more in their NBA career, Steph has done it with the fewest free throws.
Yes.
If you look at Steph's career averages, points per game, in games where he's attempting five or more free throws, 29.5, pretty good number.
Mm-hmm.
10 or more free throws per game, he's averaging 35.4 points per game.
There you go.
Go all the way up to 15 free throws a game, which has only happened a couple of times in his career, 53.3 points per game.
There you go.
Not saying Steph's ever going to get 15 free throws a game, because of course not. Only the greatest ever would ever be anywhere near that. But like Steph, as a scorer, consistently has had to do it in so many more difficult ways than like any other elite scorer 100%. In NBA history.
Yeah, so first of all, he makes all of his free throws. That's part of that. But the other part of it is Steph Curry, the percentage breakdown of like where his points come from, the three, two, and the one.
It's like it looks like no other elite scorer.
No, but by far and away, the highest number are his threes.
Yeah.
I think it was something up in the neighborhood of 46% of his points have come from behind the three-point line.
Yeah, I remember it pretty close to 50.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, like I get it. And that also screams like, well, yeah, you're going to get a lot less foul shots when that's where you're shooting. But I'm not even really talking about it in terms of a buildup or total number of times. I see what I see. And I see that he does go inside, and when he goes in there, he does not get the same whistle that other superstars do, and he's much smaller than all the other superstars, so he gets thrown around more. And when you see something like last night, where he's thrown to the floor by two bodies and lands on his tailbone and can't get up, like, that happens. It's life. It's basketball. This is big boy sports. But, dude, call the whistle. Like, blow the whistle at minimum. The fact that all of that happened and play just continued was offensive. It was offensive.
Yeah, Jonathan brought up P-Lo and E-40, but too short. Blow the whistle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mark in the city next up. And this is one of those moments where we now have three Marks on the air all at the same time.
No.
Just too many. But hi, Mark.
Hey, Triple Mark Brothers. I got a couple points. One about Steph Curry. I'm a homer too, but he hasn't been, you know, he has thrown his leg out. He has done minor, if he gets a minor contact, sometimes he will accentuate it. But after he got his ankles injured, I noticed that when Steph came back, whenever he went inside, he would always fall to the ground. Now, it wasn't because sometimes he would get pushed and fouled, but he was just protecting his ankles. He didn't want to land on somebody's foot. That's the thing about Steph, and he continues to do that. And I think it's his self survival instinct, and the refs, I think they see that and they think, well, he's falling all the time. Maybe sometimes they miss the fouls, but I mean, I hate defending the refs. And then the other thing, just real quick, was Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Harden. Those guys have mastered the low forearm shiver push off. That guy pushes off every time he drives to the hoop and he gets away with it. That is unfair. That's markedly unfair.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what I don't want. You know what I mean? Mark, thanks. If you think about where those two ideas come from and whether people agree or disagree, this isn't about validation on this, but if what Steph Curry does when he goes to the hoop is he falls a lot and it's because he's protecting his ankles versus people who have literally turned into an art form, the idea of making it look like people are fouling them when they're not. Like, which one makes more sense to you? Which one is more passable to you? Which one deserves more protection to you? And let me add in, Steph's better than those guys. He's more important to the league than those guys. Shea might win MVP, probably will. And he's still not as important to the league as Steph Curry is.
And he probably never, no, not probably, never he will never be. Will be. Mark is onto something in terms of like players, and Steph is an example of them, but a lot of NBA players do it. You fall, to protect yourself, and there's an art form to it. Like, you don't want to land awkwardly on a leg for fear of rolling an ankle or your knee buckles or whatever. Like, it's better to land on your backside or however, and it could be an awkward landing, but you'd rather have a bump on your hip than potentially tearing your ACL or something. So that's one thing. And there, it, like, you actively try to learn how to fall to save your body from things like that. The other half of it is learning how to sell a foul while falling. And, like, that is what Steph doesn't do that often. He's right. He does it sometimes. He kicks out his legs on threes, and he'll try to get, like, a clip sometimes when he's shooting the three, and he'll kind of have an awkward flail at times. But, like, he doesn't do it anywhere. And that's a separate thing than when you're driving around the rim. But he doesn't do it nearly as often as anybody else.
I'd be happy to help. In high school, that's the only thing I did. I'm a white guy who can't jump. I fell down every single time I shot the ball. I'm like, let me listen, because I could make a free throw. As you know, I could make a free throw. So get me to the line. That's it. That's the only thing I can do. I can shoot as long as nobody's guarding me. Then we're fine.
You only gave me one shot to knock you out.
Yeah, and you M&M'd that damn thing. All right.
I shot my shot.
It's all you got. We're brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at Bay Area Oil Change. .com and all vehicle types are welcome. Just like listeners, 888-957-9570. We'll keep taking your calls on this and also get into the current situation surrounding Steph Curry and the Warriors, which is the injury itself and how the Warriors should go about playing that over the next week plus. We'll get into all of that. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.